FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Human Settlement says it's purchased a 33 million rand facility to accommodate flood victims in the province. The announcement comes days after more than 100 people were evicted from a Durban hotel. They were kicked out after the department failed to settle an outstanding bill. A decision was taken to move the victims to a temporary facility. Speaking at a media briefing in Montclair yesterday, MEC Simoni Suduma said that the Montclair Lodge was bought from Transnet back in May. He says they'll no longer use private facilities for temporary emergency accommodation during floods.
Contractor will be appointed immediately upon receipt of the basic assessment. A minimum of 35 million will be set aside for refurbishment, while 4.2 million has been made available for the basic assessment. It is anticipated that some flood victims will take occupation in the lodge during the month of December this year or January 2026. Our plan is to ensure that we are ready for heavy rainfall and flooding associated with summer season.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Judicial Commission of Inquiry he is establishing will probe allegations of police interference and collusion.
The commission will investigate allegations relating to the infiltration of law enforcement, intelligence and associated institutions within the criminal justice system by criminal syndicates.
Ramaphosa addressed the nation last night, a week after KZN's police head Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi lifted the lid on what he claimed to be attempts at obstructing justice. Mkhwanazi claimed that Police Minister Senzo Mchunu disbanded the KZN Political Killings Task Team after officers uncovered a powerful criminal syndicate had infiltrated the country's law enforcement and intelligence structures. The president says the inquiry will be chaired by Acting Deputy Chief Justice Mbuyisele Matlanga.
Among the allegations that the commission may investigate are the facilitation of organized crime, suppression or manipulation of investigations, inducement into criminal actions by law enforcement leadership, commission of any other criminal offenses and intimidation, victimization or targeted removal of whistleblowers or officials that are resisting criminal influence.
Nunu, who's been placed on special leave, says he accepts and fully supports Ramaphosa's decision. There's been a mixed response from political parties. The DA says while it welcomes the establishment of the inquiry, it won't accept a years-long process without accountability. The EFF has criticised the decision to place Nunu on special leave, claiming the move is aimed at shielding him. The MK party has given the president until Wednesday morning to withdraw his announcement or face legal action. It's also directed its parliamentary representatives to table a motion of no confidence against Ramaphosa. Meanwhile, Action SA has questioned the need for a commission when law enforcement bodies like IPED exist. And at least 37 people have been killed and 100 injured after armed clashes in Syria. The violence between military groups and tribes broke out in the city of Sweda. Syria's Interior Ministry says its forces will intervene directly to resolve the conflict. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 23. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.